Okay, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I am not a particular supporter of any party, but I look at the common sense. I mean, they all have their issues. But when it comes down to the liberals here with their carbon tax, I mean, it is just insane. And people, don't let them think that you're getting a good break on your income tax and getting money back over this carbon tax. It affects everything down the line. Everybody will be affected. Because under transportation, goods costs, they're all going to be on the cost of the consumer, because businesses are not going to absorb that cost. The consumers are going to get it.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, with this carbon tax, it'd be easy to get a $500 rebate, and once they collect $5,000 per farmer, you guys give it to the liberals. It's time to go.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I want to salute you and Dave, your partner's name, or the guy, other guy that works there, Steve.
The other guy.
Yeah, I want to salute Steve and Dave, you guys, because you do a wonderful job, and I say that everybody have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to boot the city for they're doing another study. $60,000 for the residential speed limit dispute. It seems every time we have a dispute, they have to have a study. What are the people at the city hall doing? What's their job? About time something was done. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes. Okay. I have a boot, and I actually tried to open it. Well, I did. I opened the curtains. I tried to think of everything positive. I didn't sleep all night, and I'm still mad.
Okay, so, well, you gave it a good effort, so tell us what's got you going.
Yesterday, I found out something about SGI, how things work as far as the points go. You know, if you have like 12 points and you get a speeding ticket, you get up 2 points, right? Well, you pay your ticket, you go in. The penalty is, which I never understood before, is that for all the points, say if you have 12 points, you get added 2, so you have 14 points, you have to pay $50 for each point, which would be $700. If you get another speeding ticket or any violation the next year, it gets up 2 points. So say if you have 16 points, you have to pay another $800 going back from the year before. It accumulates. You are repaying 100-fold, more than 1,000-fold every year that it goes up. You have to keep paying for all the points that you have already paid for every year. How is that constitutional? Whoever brought that in, I had no idea, but it's very clear it was spelled out to me yesterday.
Thank you for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, how's it going today, buddy?
Good.
Good. I want to throw a boot out today. Working up here in the oil sands, we listen to your show.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a great idea for the federal government. If they're going to charge me $300 a year in carbon tax, and then they're going to mail me a check for $350 for a credit, why don't you just send me the $50 check and we'll call it even?
I like your attitude. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
I definitely like to salute Justin Trudeau for being a trendsetter. After all, we're the second country in the world to legalize pot. Now I'm wondering how many countries in the world actually have a carbon tax. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot for our Prime Minister. I don't know where he comes up with all these brain-dead ideas. And anybody that believes in this rebate scam, you're going to give your head a shake, because that $600 rebate check that you think it's going to help you and help the environment is just a fart in the wind.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It was a good morning until I heard something with regards to points. I don't deal with that stuff, but my thought on that is slow down, I guess. How do you put a price on a human life that could be taken could be a child. It's a lot harder to stop if you're going too fast. It's way better in the long run for everybody, but mostly I think that would be probably the best solution for anybody dealing with the circumstances of their actions. And stay safe on the roads, people.
Boots and salutes.
Stay safe on the roads.
I think I got Mr. Trudeau figured out. It's not a carbon tax, it's a communist tax. And I'll just tell you how that is. His dad was a prime minister, but his teacher was a communist teacher. That's why Trudeau is a communist.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. Yes, everyone wants to cut back. That's the idea of the carbon tax. God bless Justin Trudeau.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Welcome to Canada, everybody.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, yes. I'd just like to give a boot to that lady rambling on about her points there. Nobody cares. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, I have to admit, which is more important, that those chemicals, cigarettes and marijuana and crystal meth, or human life, which is more important?
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Now, there were a couple of comments on Boots and Salutes earlier where they were talking about the refund that comes back to us. I'd heard a comment yesterday about how, you know, you're going to get $300 back, which makes your life better. And I thought, far be it from me. You give me money, I'll take it. I'm cool with that, right? But it just screams to me of perhaps people who aren't necessarily in touch. Like $300 is not even necessarily day-changing amount of money. Like to make a big deal of you're going to get $300 back over the course of a year. Like have mm-hmm. you been to the grocery store lately? Have you tried to buy your kids new shoes? Have you filled your vehicle with gas? Like how far does $300 get you?
But that's all they're taking.
Well, no, they're yeah.
Morning, Boots and Salutes.
I don't understand the math.
Good morning. I would like to boot, you know, some of our RCMP members. I wouldn't tell you one story. My boy goes with an RCMP's daughter. They got stopped by the police for open beer, open rye at the back seat. They told him, have a good night. I wish everybody would be treated the same.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to give a big salute to the local police force. They have been hauling in those druggy guys regularly here, and good for them.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I, too, have a big boot for Trudeau. And I wonder if Mr. Moore can comment on this one. Like when a 4.5% increase or a liter on gas, 6% hydro, 4.5% natural gas, and 3.5% propane, that's not counting any necessities like food. How long that $300 is going to take to burn up? Thank you.
Well, don't say burn up because then you're creating more carbon.
That's right. That's my point exactly. How far is that $300 getting you?
Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Think this whole thing is a scam with the rebate. You're going to get back $300, and next year you'll get back $250, then you'll get back $200, so after a while you'll be paying $3 and getting back $1.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. This $300 rebate that you're talking about, I work in the trucking industry, so think about this. Anything that you eat, wear, use, every day of your life is going to cost you way more and that $300 is going to get back to you. So think about that come 2019 in October when we get rid of these liberals. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that's going to do it for our time today on Boots and Salutes.
It was interesting, just as we had hoped it would be.
We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow morning at